Okay, our number here is 0877111103. Now, last year we heard about this big long chain. I think it was ribbons, but it was all the way from Bray into Greystones. It is that time of year again. The Caroline Foundation are coming to a venue in Northeast Wicklow once again to do it all over again. And from there, we're joined in the studio by Helen O'Sullivan. Good morning to you, Helen. Nice to talk to you again.
Good morning, Declan.
And it's all in aid of cancer research. So just remind us, the Caroline Foundation and research in encapsulated
yes,
for us.
Last year, you mentioned that we did the longest the awareness ribbon chain, yeah, and then we're totally, the Caroline Foundation was set up to support the work of Professor John Crown, and our single focus is cancer research. And given today's news and the statistics you were mentioning earlier in the programme, I think it's even more appropriate than ever that we support
dedicate money to find
research.
Out, hey, what's
yes,
going
and
on?
We are, and we yeah. are gaining grounds there, and there are developments. I mean, I would often say that the type of cancer that Caroline, after whom the Caroline Foundation was called, the type of cancer that she had in her time when it came back, the prognosis wasn't very good. Whereas now, 10% of people for whom there is a recurrence have very good survival chances.
Right, but you need people to dedicate it, you know, in
yes,
their job to
yes.
find out the causes, find
exactly.
out a possible cure for particular
so,
types of cancer.
Yeah, we support Dr. Norma O'Donovan on Professor John Crown's Cancer Clinical Research Trust program. So we fund her, and she oversees a team of about 7 or 8 postdoctoral researchers. So the benefit goes out to a lot of people, and the kind of research that are engaged in benefits people who are actually going in for treatment today. As
Very
we
good.
Speak.
Okay, now what have you got planned for us? Because I heard the mention
yes.
of teddy bears.
Yes, this time we're doing with Bray Lakers, or Lakers, and Diana's here with us this morning to
Darren
talk Cal about
from,
it.
From yes. Lakers,
because,
very welcome.
The
Caroline Foundation and Lakers are two local charities in Greystones, and we have got together, we've been friends for many years, and we've got together to set a new Guinness World Record for the longest line of teddy bears.
Right, and they have to be a particular size? Or anything like
any
that?
Any size, shape or form, any colour, but it has to be a teddy bear, not just any soft toy.
Right, a
yeah.
teddy bear.
And
okay, in the shape, traditional, the, yeah.
Yes, and the link with Greystones and teddy bears is quite, well, we because Jimmy Kennedy, who wrote the Teddy Bear's Picnic, actually lived in Greystones for 17
Teddy,
years.
I didn't know that.
Yes,
well, if you
yes.
go down to the woods today.
Exactly.
That guy.
Yes,
wow.
he. So there is a strong link with Grace. So that's why Diane, and when we got together with Lakers, we thought it was a very appropriate thing to do.
Excellent. Okay, well, Diane, there you go. You're obviously impressed not only with Helen, but the whole idea.
Yes, absolutely. I was thrilled when Helen approached me first and said, would we be interested? Because, as you know, Lakers is a big charity in Bray, but it also is open to anybody who lives outside Bray. And our club has been in existence now for 25 years. We had our 25th anniversary this year. And we provide a sports and recreation club for children and adults with special needs, and we've grown from 10 members to over 220 with 150 volunteers. And so part of our whole strategy is to fundraise. We do get some funding, but we wouldn't survive without fundraising. So we are absolutely thrilled as a club to be involved with the Caroline Foundation.
Okay, so not to confuse anything, why are two separate charities coming together, and what link have you got apart from your own personal friendships?
Well, I suppose we're local charities and we're very good friends, and I would say that probably most families, not only in this area but in the country, are affected by cancer, and most families have somebody with special needs in their family. So we feel that the two charities really complement
each other.
Yeah,
very good. So what's yeah. happening on the day? You told me about the teddy bears. Now, how do we build up to that, and what actually happens?
Okay, there is a current record for the longest line of teddy bears held by Hong Kong. And they have their current record is 4,041 teddy bears lined up in sequence, touching each other in a continuous line from, our continuous line is going to go from the beach house in Greystones as far as South Beach. It'll be about a mile in length, isn't it? We will again have a similar structure, organisational unit as we had last year. We're dividing that route into 60 sections, and each section will have a team. So every team is assigned to a particular section. Every teddy bear will be numbered So everybody who is registered with us will be given numbers for their teddy bears. And it is very important that we put those teddy bears in order, in the correct right. sequence, for our notary, who has to confirm, our legal person, Mr. Patrick Jones from Bray, who is very kindly doing it for us as our independent notary, and he will have to vouch for the fact that we have the numbers we claim.
Right, and what about the touching? Because if the two teddies are touching and then they sort of come apart for a second yes. or two, you know, that's going to be a bit difficult to police, yes. or do you have to do it as stringently as that?
Well, yeah. we've had a trial run.
yeah.
In fact, we've had two trial runs. So people have seen us down on the seafront in Greystones, and believe it or not, even on probably one of the windiest days in February, the bears actually stayed upright.
Brilliant.
Because they're actually cuddly little cosy things that stay quite put. So we're confident that it'll work.
Are there enough bears available?
Well, we're looking for more, aren't we, Helen?
Oh, yes. Yeah. There are two key elements to what we're doing.
Yeah.
On the one hand, we want to win the Guinness World Record. And for that, we need every teddy bear that is out there.
Right, so bring along even well-worn and well-loved.
Absolutely.
As well.
Yep. And if you bring your teddy bear, you can bring home your teddy bear afterwards, should you wish. Everybody can come with their minders, so they can mind their teddy bear for the duration and bring it home afterwards. But we need as many teddy bears as we can get, because we can't be too complacent in the sense that we want a record that we can hold for a reasonable length of time.
When is it taking place?
Sunday week, Sunday the 17th, people will be gathering from 10:30 and it will be all over by 12:30.
And also on the day, we're going to have great entertainment. We're going to have face painting, giant-sized bears. We're going to have music, obviously Teddy Bears Picnic and similar. We're having a gospel choir from Bray. We're having line dancing. And so loads of fun. Oh, we're having balloons, in the shape of teddy bears. So it's going to be a fantastic family day.
And where will that be taking place?
Registration is going to take place in St. David's Car Park in Greystones on the seafront. And so in there, and also each side of there, we're going to have activity and entertainment.
No, that sounds wonderful.
And on the other side of it, while we're going to hopefully win the Guinness World Record, we all also need as many donations as we can get. So even if you have your family out in Australia, send them a text to say, if you can't be there, sponsor a bear.
Right.
And get on to www.thecarlinefoundation.com and donate online. Even if people are listening today, we need as many donations as we can to make this effort worthwhile.
And why don't you have a page of people having a picture taken with their teddy bear and putting
it
on?
We got Paul O'Connell.
Oh, yes, did you?
Yes. Yes. And also another thing is...
Has Paul O'Connell got a teddy bear, by the way?
He has a lovely teddy bear.
Has he?
Yes.
Because when you look at him, you don't think he's the type of guy
now.
He's
a teddy bear himself.
He's a gentle giant.
Yeah. Yes, yeah.
And the other thing that we're hoping to do in raising funds is asking businesses in the area to sponsor a poll. So we're asking for 100 euros a poll, but if people can sponsor half a poll, that's fantastic. So as well as the awareness and the Guinness Book of Records, it's also obviously about fundraising.
And these polls are our signposts to indicate where each team will stand.
Very good. Okay, well, the website is called, or is
available, www.thecarolinefoundation.com.
The Caroline Foundation.
Yes, very important. www.thecarolinefoundation.com, and we can donate there, and then afterwards we share with Lakers. We need a central
fund. Cancer research
center to
and for all the activities that Lakers do.
Exactly.
Wonderful, yeah.
Yeah,
yeah. And can I ask you, maybe it's a touchy subject, premises?
Well,
what's the status on that?
Well, we have been, as you know, looking for a site for years, and we're delighted that Wicklow County Council donated us a site in Ballywaltrum.
That's still okay.
That is still absolutely okay.
There was some controversy. I know I'm walking on the eggshells here, but...
No, we were donated the site and we were delighted. Unfortunately, things took a huge downturn in fundraising for many reasons, one of them being the recession over the last few years. And so we're not in a position at the moment to build, but we are continually fundraising. And while we wait to get our own premises built, which is our ultimate aim, we are operating from a temporary site in Seapoint Road. And that at the moment is very, very good for our members. But our ultimate aim is to build our own site.
Well, the very best
build
to look at that.
Centre.
Okay, and part of the money raised goes to... I suppose, running course as well as
absolutely
as yeah. hopefully the new premises. Best of luck. Sorry, Caroline.
Might I mention two people in particular that John Nugent of Wicklow Airdrome, Newcastle Airdrome, once again coming in, giving us a helicopter for the day so that we can do the get the aerial shots that Guinness World Record need as evidence to say that we have done. And Dave Byrne, the local man here from Bray Tube, who did a wonderful video for us of last year's event, and he's once again helping us out. So there are a lot of people supporting us. We have bears coming from Cavan, from Bear Essentials in Cavan, and we have bears coming, Bob Og Bear from Galway, who are, he's coming with his teddy bears. So we have a lot of people that we want to thank, and just to say, don't forget, we need your money and your bear.
Very good.
Please.
Okay, so you'll be walking down the road with your bear behind. No, I'm sorry, you'll be walking down the road with your... yeah, okay. But thank you very much. The best of luck with all that.
Thank you very much.
Helen O'Sullivan there from the Caroline Foundation, thecarolinefoundation.com, and also Dan Carl from the Lakers, formerly Bray Lakers. Best of luck with that. Keep in touch.